So how do you break the hive mind? You really can't do it because it's built into mankind. I've seen college roommates do it. They would rather be in the hive mind instead of doing what's right, you know. I've seen wives do it. They'd rather be in the hive mind instead of doing what's right. In-laws, outlaws, family members, church members, I've seen them all. They would rather be in the hive than stand up for what's right. Because they're pleasers of men instead of pleasers of God. They join the hive because everybody else is doing it. So how do you break the hive? You can't. Because it's mankind. Why does God allow the hive mind to exist? Because he's birthing in spiritual babies. And the process starts off under the hive. People want to fit in. They want to fit in to the status quo. You see it on YouTube. You see it in the censorship. People don't want to be censored, so they don't say. You understand? The whole system is the hive mind, and it promotes copies of itself. If a person doesn't have another platform and everything they say is to please YouTube or please some platform, they're part of the hive mind. If a channel is just repeating what YouTube allows them to say, they're the hive. They're part of the hive. Do you understand what I'm telling you? It's all about money. That's why Hollywood is the hive. They cannot start their own platform and speak the truth. They have to promote themselves as a god or a goddess and not rock the boat and find out what they want to know. They want to find out what 80-90% of the people will accept, then that's what they do. They're not going to speak the truth because they're part of the hive mind. The hive mind is the censorship. The hive mind is rise up in the system, make a lot of money, say what other people want to hear. Have you noticed that you don't hear Warren Buffett and them talking about anything political or controversial? You can tell who they support. You can tell what side they're on, who they support, and who are their friends. You know Warren Buffett is part of the hive because he supports Gates and Bill Gates and who else? He's best friends with Bill Gates. Part of the hive. They don't care what God says. They think they're God. They don't care what the Bible says. They think they're God. And it's not just Bill Gates. It could be in your own house. You're born in sin. You're born in the flesh mind. And you got your contrary. The heart's deceitfully wicked. Who can know it? You're contrary to God. Till God gets you saved, you're in the hive mind. How do you escape a hive mind? You got to get saved. You got to have the Holy Spirit, the power to stand against all odds. You can't do it on your own power. God has to do it through you. And that hive mind is really just like, it's just pretty much like peer pressure. I'm going to pressure you into a mold. They want to pressure cook you into a mold. And if you step outside of it, they have to try to isolate you with anything they can do to isolate you, because they don't want you out there talking to anybody. Because if you have seen through the hive, you've done the work, you've done the inner work, you see the game, you've seen it everywhere, churches, home, marriage, corporations, you've seen the hive mind. And you escaped it, and you learn how to function within it, but not be a part of it. You're in it, you're in the system, but not of the system. They don't know how to handle that. They don't know how to deal with that. They can't figure that out. How can you be in the system, but not of the system? And they know that that is rare. And so if you can train and teach other people to do that, that's dangerous. It's kind of like being Neo. It's kind of like going down into the matrix and function inside the matrix like Neo, but not getting caught and not getting trapped, you know. Agent Smith is always trying to find something in you. What did Jesus say? The devil's coming to test me, tempt me, but he has nothing in me. And so the devil and the hive is working under the devil. So the devil's always trying to find something in you to pull you back in to that system. And the devil's going to use blackmail. He's going to use lies. He's going to use threats. He's going to use anything he can to get you to shut up. And I promise you, you have to start your own platform in order to break the censorship. Because even if you start your own platform, they still try to shut you down. They attack your server. They attack your phone. They attack your email. They're constantly attacking. There hasn't been probably one day in 20 years or 30 years, maybe, that I haven't been under attack. I might have had 2 days rest. You know, every week I might get 2 or 3 days rest, but other than that, it's just a constant attack. And now email, text, everything. It's a constant attack. The more you reach out to people, the more you get attacked. The more you say faith alone and Jesus alone, think about what I'm saying. By the very fact that I say that, okay, so this is a hologram. It's a holographic reality. It's all spirit. Everything's, God knows everything. The demons, the devil, the demons, the angels, they're all spirits. And so as soon as these words come out of my mouth, it's faith alone in the finished work of Jesus, not of works, lest any man should boast. As soon as I say, not of works, lest any man should boast, and I say, faith alone, the hive mind gets scared. Because if you understand that it's not of works, lest any man should boast, it's faith alone in the finished work of Jesus, it is finished, not of works, lest any man should boast. As soon as you say that, the hive mind goes crazy. They go crazy. They blow a head gasket. Their engine just gets knocked down. Because everything in the system, and I mean everything in the system, they don't care if you say faith in Jesus plus works, but if you say faith in Jesus alone, saved unto the day of redemption, eternally secure, sealed, set apart. As soon as you say sealed, And once saved, always saved. The demons of hell have to show up. You think I'm joking? They as soon as you say that, you're sealed until the day of redemption. It's faith alone and Jesus alone. Not of works, lest any man should boast. As soon as you say that, the demons just get so angry. And they'll take over people. And people will make comments on your channel because they're demon-possessed or demon-influenced. And they'll say, it can't be faith alone. It's faith plus works. You got to do something. Blah, 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 blah. They always get on there. There's always a legalist somewhere saying, you better do this. You better do this. You better do this. You better not do this. You better not do this. Touch not this. Taste not this. Handle not this. Touch not, taste not, handle not. Don't look at this. Don't say this. Don't. It's faith alone and what Jesus did. The flesh is nothing but sin. And so the high mind goes insane. They really do. You can almost, if you really pay attention, you can almost see them all getting taken over. As soon as you say something like that, they just start to come out of the woodwork. You might say, oh, how's that even, I used to think. I used to think, how is that possible? They just show up. As soon as you say faith alone and Jesus alone, people you never heard of before, they show up on the scene. It's like, yeah, some of you guys, you know, some of these people, you've seen them a year ago, and they keep trying to come, but these are new ones that show up on the scene. It's like, what are you guys? And the only answer is the hive. They're the hive. They don't want you to be saved. They want you to be working yourself to death and living in fear that you're going to lose your salvation. These people are, they're agents, period.